Sunny and 21 degrees for Sydney today, you beauty. I hope it's like that on New Year's Eve. And there's been a breakthrough on the fireworks. It looks like they're going to happen. The New South Wales government is keen for them to go ahead, despite some resistance from Clover Moore and the City of Sydney Council. If required, the New South Wales government and New South Wales taxpayers will pick up the tab. That's what we're hearing. To get some confirmation on this, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has kindly agreed to catch up with us this morning. Premier, happy birthday for this week and good morning to you.
Oh, thank you, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Are the fireworks going ahead?
Well, look, we're working through those issues. We're keen to see them go ahead in one form or another. But I just want to say to all your listeners, it won't be the same as every other year. Most of us, the vast majority of us, will be watching it from home. But we are keen to demonstrate to Australia and to the world that, you know, 2021 should be a year of hope. And what better way than to bring in the new year than the fireworks above Sydney?
So some negotiations today with the City of Sydney?
Well, look, the talks are ongoing and we've obviously made sure that we're speaking to the health experts, we're speaking to the police and transport people to see what is possible in a very COVID-safe way. And obviously we're doing really well as a state and we don't want to see one might blow it all up. So we have to be very careful. But at the same time, I think, you know, we're keen to make sure that there is some activity, some fireworks that evening, although obviously the night will be very different to how we normally celebrate.
I know you tend to celebrate from home for New Year's Eve with family and friends, but a lot of people want to go down on the harbour. How do you police who gets to go and who has to stay at home?
Well, that's why it could very well be, Ben, that we ask everybody to stay home. So we're working through all those issues now. We're working with the different councils. Whilst the City of Sydney traditionally puts on the fireworks, as you know, lots of different councils have park space and they have events themselves, whether it's North Sydney or the Inner West or the Eastern Suburbs or even further out. We have to talk about what regional councils do, what other suburbs do who traditionally have these events. So we're going through all that now. But I do want to offer people a glimmer of hope to say there'll be something that evening. It won't be what we normally do. The vast majority of us will be at home celebrating with family and friends. But we do want to make sure there is some symbol of hope for the new year.
As far as border closures are concerned, we're still sitting on the doorstep as far as Queensland is concerned. But South Australia has opened up the border. Don't we love South Australia?
Don't we love them? And I shouldn't get political, but that's another good Liberal state that's trying to do the right thing. Well, trying to do the right thing for the nation. And I know what Premier Marshall did is a big call for his state. Just like us, they share a boundary with Victoria. They're a smaller state. They don't have the resources we do if there's an outbreak. And so I really want to commend him and his government for taking that brave step, and it will help their economy. I heard yesterday that thousands of plane trips have already been booked. A lot of people from New South Wales are keen to get there. And I'm really pleased by that. And I want to thank his government for having the courage and the confidence to take that necessary step. And I hope that Queensland and WA follow suit.
On another matter, where are we on koala protection policy? Have you found common ground with the Nationals to get this cleared through Cabinet?
Ben, can I just say from the outset, we were always going to get common ground. That was always our intention, always my intention. And as the talks have been ongoing, they're still ongoing, and I'm very confident. As I said publicly for weeks, even before the situation came to a head, for weeks I've been saying that we're talking about those issues. We'll come to the right place. All of us want to protect our beautiful koalas, especially given the science and where and what is happening to them. But by the same token, we need to make sure that people feel their property rights and their ability to do what they do with their land is also protected. And we'll get to that healthy balance. That's what good governments do.
We had some of these koala habitat maps that covered schools and stadiums and things like that. So you've acknowledged that this policy needs some changes though, right?
Oh, we'd always acknowledge from the beginning, maps are always a problem when you're talking about planning issues. That there hasn't been a step in history where the maps haven't been contentious. And we've always acknowledged that. And that was never our intention to have people stressed about what may or may not be inaccurate. So that's always been, we've always known that. That was never an issue that was contentious. And I think the planning minister had already agreed to do something substantial in that regard. So that was never really one of the issues of contention.
I've been communicating with your Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, who's on 4 weeks' leave to deal with some mental health issues. I know that you've been dealing with him as well. How would you characterise how he's going?
Oh, look, Ben, I think we have to respect his privacy. We've been in touch, and I think he's dealing with a situation as best he can and really well. And I just think we just need to give him time and privacy, and that's my intention.
Do you want him to come back?
Oh, look, absolutely. That's for him, and he's indicated, he's given every intention that he will. And I really do seriously wish him and his family well, and look forward to seeing him when he gets back.
In the meantime, Paul Toole is filling in as the National Party leader, and I just want to play you something you said about Paul Toole the other day, where you called him by a nickname.
I think Toole did rather well. Good job, Toole.
You know, a Toole is an old bloke who turns up to schoolies.
Well, that's your definition. Toole to me is Toole's nickname, and that, I think it really suits him. He's such a good guy, and he's much loved by everybody.
Well, I think we need a new nickname for him, Premier. I'm going. We threw it out there yesterday to my listeners, and we've come up with Hammer. Do you like Hammer instead of Toole?
No. I'm sticking to Toole. you can call him what you like.
We appreciate your time, and happy birthday for this week.
Thank you very much. See you, Ben.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. It's 9 to 8.